This is a Fox News alert making his intentions known. I'm Lee Silasara.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Donald Trump with the announcement at Mar-a-Lago.
The former president deciding to enter the race just days after coming under criticism from some in the GOP after many candidates he endorsed failed to deliver in the midterm elections. Mr. Trump also remains mired in legal trouble. The DOJ's investigation of private documents found at Mar-a-Lago, the January 6th committee subpoena to have him address his role in the Capitol riots, and a lawsuit against him and his organization in New York.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. President Biden called an emergency meeting of NATO and G7 leaders after Russian-made missile landed in Poland, killing two civilians.
We agreed to support Poland's investigation into the explosion in rural Poland near the Ukrainian border. And I'm going to make sure we figure out exactly what happened.
The president said there's preliminary information that contests whether the Poland incident was due to a missile fired from Russia, though he said Russia continues to escalate its attacks on Ukraine. Members of the House have chosen who they want to lead in the next Congress, even though there are no clear winners yet.
On the House side, the GOP nominated Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, even though his party has yet to officially win control. McCarthy's vote, 188 to 31. McCarthy is 30 votes short of the 218 he needs to win on the floor in January. Steve Scalise was unopposed as majority leader. Tom Emmer defeated Drew Ferguson and Jim Banks for whip. But the GOP is still one vote short of the House majority. They're sitting at 217.
Fox's Chad Perkram. In the Senate, Rick Scott has embarked on a challenge to current minority leader Mitch McConnell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal judge has approved a nearly $58 million settlement in a case involving the deaths of dozens of military veterans who contracted COVID-19 at a Massachusetts veterans home. The outbreak at the soldiers' home in Holyoke in the spring of 2020 took the lives of 84 residents. It was one of the deadliest outbreaks at a long-term care facility in the U.S. A new report suggests COVID-19 booster shots could prevent a serious outbreak of the virus among children this winter.
New projections by the nonprofit Commonwealth Fund suggest that a COVID-19 booster campaign aimed at children could avert tens of thousands of pediatric hospitalizations over the next few months. They outline two scenarios, one in which COVID-19 booster levels for kids matched last year's flu vaccination levels, saying that would avoid more than 38,000 hospitalizations, 36 million pediatric isolation days, and more than 22 million days of missed school. In the second scenario, 80% of all eligible people would get a booster, which would avert more than 46 million pediatric isolation days and almost 29 million missed days of school. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The U.S. expected to step in and investigate the shooting death of a journalist in Israel.
The news has been revealed by Israel's defense minister, saying a U.S. investigation would be a grave mistake. Supporters of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh say she was deliberately killed by Israeli forces when she was shot covering a raid on a refugee camp in May. Inconclusive findings from an official investigation have led to months of pressure from the 51-year-old's family and US lawmakers. The US Justice Department has yet to comment, but such an investigation could damage relations between the two countries. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added 56, the Nasdaq gained 162. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.